Dreamscape presents Skullduggery by Carolyn Hart, narrated by Jennifer Bronstein. Chapter 1. He may have followed me right from the moment I left the office, or he may have waited for me in the shadows of the huge old pines that bordered the museum parking lot. I paid no attention to the dark shadows of the pines, didn't listen for footsteps behind me. I was absorbed in my own thoughts, trying to remember if I'd bought lemons the last time I shopped. The avocados were just right for guacamole, but of course, I had to have a lemon. I wanted this to be an especially nice dinner. I unlocked the car door, slipped behind the wheel. An especially nice dinner. What a revealing thought. As I backed out of my parking slot, turned toward the street, my sense of well-being eroded. Did I want to show Richard how well I cooked? Did I judge that was what really mattered to Richard? A well-cooked meal? A comfortable household? The car picked up speed. How silly to probe and test and weigh a vagrant thought. There was certainly nothing abnormal about liking comfort. But did I want to be comfortable? It was so easy to slide into something, so difficult to get out. I braked at the corner, waited for the light to change. The red of the stoplight was dim and soft, insubstantial in the fog, that wraith-like fog that can slip up and down San Francisco's hills in winter. When the light changed,